Well, this is our final podcast for the day. I am at the home office workshop sponsored by the Saanich Peninsula Chamber of Commerce at the Mary Winspear Center. I've just finished presenting my viewpoints on entrepreneurship, and I was lucky enough to bump into Aaron Bremner Mitchell, who is now working for Cascadia Seaweed. And I thought, come on, be our 49,000th podcast for the day, because we've had a lot of interest in these. So Aaron, who I've known for a long time, has decided, yeah, you bet, I'm going to pop in and tell us a little bit about your now new exciting adventure with a really exciting company.
Yeah, thank you so much, John, and thanks for capturing me out of the audience there. That was great timing. So about a month ago, I had a conversation with Bill Collins. And if you're a Sydney person, you must know Bill Collins.
That's right.
So we had a conversation just based on, we were at a coffee shop. And we sat down and had 5 minutes of each other's time, had a quick conversation about a contract, because at the time I was working from home as a contractor.
I know. So you understand what this whole home workshop series of conference is all about, don't you?
Totally can understand and empathize.
So. Yeah, that's right.
And a week after I had that conversation with Bill, we were having a conversation about full-time employment. And going from an entrepreneur to this opportunity of full-time employment, it was a blessing in disguise.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I wasn't looking for it. It fell into my lap. Yeah. I was extremely grateful, especially to find a startup company based in Sydney with huge potential.
Yeah, and with so much experience in the executive level. Oh my God.
So much to learn from. I'm very, very grateful for that. But the business also aligned with my values. Growing seaweed is not only good for us to eat, to consume, but it is good for the planet.
Yeah.
The bigger this company gets, the better we are for the environment.
Yeah.
And that was the real pull for me.
So you know, I've been following this company's a progress, and it's been almost like a straight line up. Tell us a little bit about exactly selling seaweed. What does it actually mean? So harvesting and selling. Are there multiple kinds of seaweed?
Oh, John.
Is it manufactured? Yeah.
Mm, huge.
Is it like saying what kind of wheat there is? There's a bazillion?
Yes. Hey? There are 640 species of seaweed just in British Columbia.
What?
So we're looking at maybe five,
Are you kidding? 640?
640 species of seaweed just in British Columbia. Some of those are suitable for human consumption and some are not.
Okay.
But the difference between Cascadia Seaweed and some of the other companies is two parts. We are cultivators of seaweed rather than just harvesters.
Okay.
So we actually put in the farms,
put
the farms in the ocean, and then we pull from the seaweed that we grow in the ocean.
Wow.
There are other companies that are harvesters that get a license from the provincial government to harvest existing seaweed on our coastlines.
Okay.
Both are good.
It depends what part of the business you want to be in.
And our business is in producing a large quantity of high-quality product.
Wow.
And we are going to be first-stage processors. Essentially, we're an ingredients company.
Yeah.
We're going to be supplying second-stage processors in the human food industry.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. So tell us a tiny bit, because you're located in Sydney.
Very fortunately.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it stays that way. Maybe you'll get too big and you'll have to go. I hope it stays that way. They're all local Sydney folk that are
Sydney,
running
North
it.
Saanich,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And how do people get a hold of you, Aaron? What is your contact information?
I would just send people to CascadiaSeaweed.com.
Okay.
There's a contact form there that then funnels through to me. And
okay.
then I will
respond
and help answer any questions that you might have.
Well, I can't wait to see how this company progresses. They certainly now will grow exponentially with you at the helm. And I know next year I'll be interviewing you, maybe from New York, from your offices there.
How about Port Alberni?
Okay. Aaron, thanks for coming by and talking with us.
Thanks,